You're listening to Getting Here, Staying Here, Dining Here, your transportation and food options, one of a series of free audio downloads at listentoblockisland.com. Sponsored by New England Airlines, Block Island is just 12 minutes from Westerly Airport, where parking is free. Call 1-800-243-2460 to fly New England Airlines with flights to and from Block Island every hour all summer. 1-800-243-2460. You can listen online or download this file to your iPod or other portable MP3 player. I'm Holland Cook, your virtual tour guide. For directions to Westerly Airport or Point Judith and Galilee, Narragansett, where the Block Island Ferry and the Island High-Speed Ferry depart, hit listentoblockisland.com. You can print out directions and maps. Four reasons I personally recommend flying to Block Island rather than taking a ferry. Number one. New England Airlines sponsors this program. Thank you, New England Airlines. But even if they weren't our sponsor, I would recommend flying, which I do often in the course of my own travels year-round. Reason number two, it's quicker. Quickest boat here, the Island High-Speed Ferry, claims to make the trip in half an hour, really takes closer to 40 minutes. Interstate Navigation's Block Island Ferry takes either just under or just over an hour, depending on which vessel you end up on. And New England Airlines will whisk you here in 12 minutes. And the approach shows you parts of Block Island you would never see otherwise. Reason three, long-term parking at Westerly Airport is free. Parking at Point Judith adds up if you're staying longer than a day trip. And reason number four, flying is very Amtrak friendly. Lots of New Yorkers and Bostonians I know, and others along Amtrak's busy Northeast Corridor from Boston to Washington, jump on the train in town, hop off at Westerly, Rhode Island, hop into a taxi, which New England Airlines has waiting for you, and hop over to Block Island from nearby Westerly Airport. Call 1-800-243-2460. In addition to scheduled flights every hour in season, New England Airlines offers charter service and is a handy option if you're jetting into Providence, TF Green Airport in Warwick. Be sure to tell them you heard about it from listentoblockisland.com. And when you're booking on Amtrak, be sure the train you're on stops at Westerly. Not all trains between Boston and Washington do. There is also bus service from New York. For more information on that, hit listentoblockisland.com. Obviously, flying, like taking the ferry, is weather-dependent. There are days when planes go and boats don't, and vice versa. And there are days when weather permits neither boats to go nor planes to fly. And those are called shore days, because you sure aren't going to get on or off the island. And here's hoping that if you're stranded on a shore day, you're stranded here on the island and not missing a day or a night here. Don't even try to memorize the ferry schedule. You can read and print it out at listentoblockisland.com. In high season, there are frequent departures in both directions throughout the day. In the dead of winter, there are 2 days a week when there's only one boat a day each way. Parking at Point Judith? Shop around. And don't be too shy to negotiate, unless you're at the lot right across from the ferry dock. Their price is firm, and as you would expect from the lot closest to the boat, it is the most expensive. But you're paying unnecessarily for the convenience. No matter where you park, you can drop off your luggage and someone from your party to watch your luggage at the ferry dock while you park the car. You should try haggling at the very first parking lots you come to. At the end of the access road that brings you into the fishing village at Galilee, you'll see smiling attendants flagging you in, and mostly these spaces are impulse purchases by uninitiated tourists. Before you commit to any parking lot near the boat, do a lap around the loop. When you arrive at Galilee and turn left off that access road into the fishing village, you're into a one-way traffic loop. Drive past those flagmen at the first parking lots. Drive past the ferry dock and keep going as though you were leaving Galilee. Just past the entrance to Salty Brine State Beach, look on the left for several mom-and-pop parking lots, big backyards that belong to locals who charge less than the parking lots nearer the boat. You're still only about a 5-minute walk from the boat, and saving even just a couple of bucks a night can add up if you will be on island for a while. When you arrive at Block Island, you'll be in Old Harbor. Walk off the ferry and just keep walking. straight up toward Water Street, the main drag. There's a taxi lot right there. In New Harbor, you'll arrive at Payne's Dock. Walk straight ahead, and you'll find cabs in front of the stately Narragansett Inn. If you're coming in on the Montauk Ferry, you'll arrive in Champlain's Marina, where there will also be cabs waiting. If you're flying in and you need a cab on island, tell the person at New England Airlines at Westerly Airport, and they'll phone ahead to have one waiting for you at Block Island Airport. There are bicycle, moped, and car rentals in Old Harbor. In a minute, I'll give you directions to Aldo's. If you rent there, ask for Uncle Leo and tell him you want the special Listen to BlockIsland.com rate. There are also bike and moped rentals at Champlain's, where the Montauk boat comes in. And there are bicycle, moped, and car rentals available at the Boat Basin. For more information on all of this, click around listentoblockisland.com. As for accommodations on Block Island, I recommend against potluck. Many nights you can shop around on the spot, and I myself have fond memories of day trips I extended spontaneously, but if you're planning to overnight here, why eat up valuable fun time shopping around for a room? Do not plan on finding anything on Priceline, Hotels.com, or other such websites. Frankly, it's a seller's market, with only about 550 hotel rooms out here, so innkeepers find discounting unnecessary. Plan in advance. Do search Block Island Accommodations and Block Island Hotel online, and plenty of sites will pop up. Or simply call the Block Island Chamber of Commerce. Grab a pen, I'll give you their number. They keep track of where there's room available at all member hotels, inns, and B&Bs. And innkeepers call the chamber when they've had a cancellation. Their number is 401-466-2982. Remember to tell them that Listen to BlockIsland.com sent you. 401-466-2982. Do not plan on camping here or curling up on the beach or in your car. Other than one small area reserved for Boy Scout troops, camping is prohibited by town ordinance. Don't plan on finding a Saturday night only stay in July or August unless you are either real lucky or paying through the nose. If you're thinking of renting a house for a week or longer, here comes the number for Block Island Realty, one of several agencies that handle rental houses. Their number is 401-466-5887. Tell them Listen to BlockIsland.com sent you. That's Block Island Realty, 401-466-5887. Feeling hungry? You came to the right place. Block Island has it all, from burgers and clams at walk-up windows to upscale dining. But no matter how fancy the fare, the dress is still casual. Block Island chic is an oxymoron, and you can wear shorts to even the fancy places out here. My personal high-end favorites are the Springhouse and Eli's. To me, dinner with friends in the elegant Springhouse Victorian dining room on an August night is the definition of summer, as is a cocktail on the Springhouse porch in the afternoon, or next door at the Atlantic Inn, or on their porch or in the Adirondack chairs on the lawn. The Atlantic Inn is where President Clinton dined when he visited. The Hotel Manassees restaurant is also top of the line out here. You want to call for reservations at any of those three, but don't even try to get a reservation at Eli's, my other personal fave. Eli's is on Chapel Street, just off Water Street, our main drag in Old Harbor. Cozy Eli's doesn't take reservations, and the way you want to time it is to get there real early, about 6, or real late, or any time other than just after a ferry arrived. I often horrify my friends when we go to Eli's by closing my eyes, pointing to the menu, and ordering whatever item my finger ended up on. The food there is that good, and the portions are large. Consider the nominal sharing charge if you and someone else both want the same entree. Highly recommended appetizer, tuna nachos. You can't go wrong at the Mohegan Cafe in the Water Street Inn at Old Harbor. They've got salads and burgers and entrees. Great tuna, so fresh it's still wiggling, and Block Island's own micro brews. The National Hotel in Old Harbor is a great lunch spot just for the view from its porch. Want pizza? If it's to go, call Pizza Plus. They also deliver. If it's to stay, hit Aldo's across from Eli's. You'll spot Eli's and Aldo's just a few steps off Water Street when you turn onto Chapel Street. If you're here for a day trip, but don't feel like making it an all-island trek, mosey over to Ballard's Inn. You'll spot Ballard's on the left as you arrive via ferry in Old Harbor. It's a real shore dinner hall. Ballard's is Block Island in a box. They've got a beach, a bar on the beach, a singer who thinks he's Jimmy Buffett, a great big menu, and a friendly bar. And these are just a few of Block Island's many eateries. You've been listening to Getting Here, Staying Here, Dining Here, your transportation and food options, one of a series of free audio downloads at listentoblockisland.com.